Message number 235. Disbelief of those who profess to know me, which wounds me the most. Monday, October 31, 2011 at 03:30. My dearly beloved daughter, my holy word which is being given to a world oblivious of my existence will ignite souls soon after. The warning takes place. At last mankind will hear my word to enable me to guide them to my new era of peace on earth. I call on all my children everywhere to drop down your gauntlet and hear your Savior speak. While I will never reveal to you the date of my coming back to earth, I can tell you that I will return in spirit now. I come now to save you once again during the warning so that man will convert. Please allow me to guide you and allow my most sacred mission to be spread around the world to bring my children comfort. Do not block me out. Do not reject my hand of mercy. Do not allow your pride to stand in the way. Wake up and accept that I now speak with you so I can bring you into the bosom of my great mercy. At last your soul will alight with the fires of my divine graces, which will be poured out all over you. All doubts will be gone. Satan's power will dilute rapidly, although he will not relinquish his grip until the very end. While you ponder my pleas, you must ask yourself this: if you believe in me, why do you reject me now? Why do you show anger and hatred to those who come in my name? Why do you exalt yourselves in my church at the expense of my children? Remember that you are all equal in my eyes. Come to me now with humble hearts. Because until you do this, you cannot benefit from my mercy or receive the graces I long to provide you with. My voice is calling out now to all non-believers to accept the existence of my eternal Father. After the warning, allow me to help you on the path to eternal life. My heart aches when I witness lost souls. But know this: it is the disbelief of those who profess to know me which wounds me the most. Your loving Savior Jesus.